Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Eunicia Perrette, who's the CEO and founder of the Empowered Financial Planner. Eunicia, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mike.
Hey, so I always love learning from people and their perspectives and how they serve their clients. And one of the first questions I always love to ask is, what is it about financial services that got you interested in the industry and what your entrepreneurial journey has been like in this point, up to this point in your career?
Well, it's a great question. And the reason it's a great question is because I've always been in some form or fashion at the intersection of strategy consulting and financial services. So before I actually started working with individuals and small companies or smaller companies, my focus was on Fortune 500 companies, the office of the CFO, which is really the finance organization, and companies across industries. But a big majority of my time in strategy consulting was actually spent on financial services companies. Think of banks, insurance companies, the like. So just a really beautiful intersection between the operations of finance and finance as an industry. As far as my entrepreneurial journey in working in the capacity that we're working now really started and spun out of our own personal needs. And as a strategy consultant, having had the ability to take a step back to assess what had been happening with our own wealth strategy platform, our wealth optimization efforts, as I now call them, they were not there. And the reason they were not there was because of all of the pitfalls and blind spots that we were experiencing, very much the same as other successful business owners, but also high income, high earning individuals out in corporate America.
You know, and I love how you mentioned the word strategy, because isn't that the case that a lot of times people just feel like, just give me the goods, tell me where to put my money or tell me what to do. But in reality, it's the similar as like ready, aim, fire, where people just want to go ready, fire, 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 not even aim. So the strategy is the aiming. So is that a recurring theme and thread through your guiding your clients? Is let's figure out what you need, and then we put together a strategy, and then only then can we talk about here's some things we can be doing.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, my belief, as we call ourselves wealth strategists, because a big part of working with clients is not even looking at, you know, what do they need? It's understanding what is it that they want, that maybe they don't know how to articulate, or maybe they're articulating, but the actual pain points are different. So we work with them to really understand what is it that they ultimately need their wealth to be doing for them. What do they need their money to be doing for them? Yeah. Because only once we understand those deep internal struggles or desires, can we then start focusing in on what are the things that could potentially resonate with their specific situation. And going through that process, what we found is that individuals then are able to set aside the fear, set aside the angst, set aside that desire to maybe just have somebody else, to your point from earlier, just do it for me. Now they're more vested because they understand that it's really not a big black box. It's something that should give us joy if done properly.
Well, I forget whether this is a psychological, you know, thing, but you've probably heard this before. It kind of goes like, well, people just don't know what they don't know. Right. You know, first of all, it starts off, they just don't know things, and then they don't even know what they don't know. So it's that awareness. So once people start working with you and you're laying things out after asking them, you know, what does the future hold for you? What does retirement look like? What's your perfect day in retirement? Is it going to be sitting around doing nothing? Is it going to be volunteering? Is it going to be travel? Is it going to be consulting? So then you become able to bring to their awareness options. And I think that dials in some clarity to kind of go, okay, retirement was this big, you know, fuzzy word. Now it's starting to come into focus.
100%. 100%. And not only does it come into focus, but oftentimes you know, individuals think about retirement, either in a positive or less than positive sense, they're dreading it, right? And so what we're finding is that for the individuals that are thinking about it positively, the fact that we're able to, we actually focus on, you know, where are the income streams going to be coming in from? Now what they do is they get these aha moments where they find a new renewed sense of purpose to say, you know what, if I'm a little more strategic with the actions and the initiatives that I'm taking now, my retirement is actually going to be that much better. And on the side of the folks that are dreading the discussion of retirement, thinking that retirement is a time when we're kind of sunsetting, not at all. They're able to realize that, hey, you know what? Retirement is just the time when we stop working for money. But then they also get this, again, this renewed sense of purpose to say, I can be doing so much more because I'm going to be fine financially. I'm going to be more than fine financially in most cases. And because of that, they're able to say, you know what, maybe I will travel more than I intended, or maybe I will, you know, sign up and participate in some of the non-for-profits that historically they've been passionate about. And it just gives them an amazing opportunity to start thinking differently about life.
Yeah. And you know, it sounds like this is something that when I talk to financial professionals, it's almost like you need to have another comma and some initials after your name, like life coach, business coach, because yes, you talk about money and wealth and retirement, and that's kind of the nuts and bolts of what you do. But in reality, you've got to lay the foundation and the future and the vision and what do you want? And it literally is on the personal side and the professional side, because I know you work with business owners. So, you know, what does retirement look like for you personally? But also professionally, are you going to just sell the business, cash the check, and go off and do whatever you're wanting to do personally? Or are you going to stay in as a 2-day a week consultant? Or are you going to take a revenue stream? There's so many things that go into just that side of the equation, but they have to be integrated in seamlessly with your personal side of what you expect retirement to be. Because more and more these days, and I don't know whether it's the last 15, 20 years, but it's no longer I'm retired and now I'm going to move to Florida and play golf. You know, it is, I want to now give back and thrive. I'm past my surviving. I want to give back. I want to volunteer. I want to give of my time. Yeah, I want to travel and things. But talk a little bit about some of those options that start opening up when you are now dialed into what you want your retirement to look like. And then you have some of these options for, well, we should make this financial move now, well ahead of retirement, so that we can meet these objectives.
That's a great question. So one of the big things that we run into all the time is this notion of taxes, right? Oftentimes, a lot of financial professionals will focus on how can we minimize paying taxes down the road in retirement. And I'm a full believer in that philosophy. But what ends up happening in many cases, that puts pressure on the money that gets set aside today, right? And a lot of individuals will say, well, I need the tax savings today because we'll figure out the future as we'll figure it out. But also everybody in unison, really nobody thinks that taxes are going to be lower in the future. And so because nobody wants to be making less in the future also, the idea is they're going to end up paying more in taxes. So how do we find this balance? And oftentimes, especially when we work with those successful businesses and business owners, figuring out that balance between the today and the future, but at the same time, making sure that they're still optimized on the tax side today is critical. And the reason it's critical is because oftentimes a lot of CPAs will stand behind the traditional methods of setting money aside, of building what they think in their mind is wealth, but at the same time finding those tax benefits. What we see is that the successful business owners need more than just that. They need true expertise from individuals that maybe don't even do taxes. They're just focused on tax strategies. And those are very unique and very specific to the individual, to the company that we work with. And one of our strengths is making sure that we bring together the right strategic partners for our clients' broader financial team, outside of just the CPA and the financial advisory team, bookkeepers, etc., to say, okay, how can we minimize that tax exposure today? Because if we do, there will be more money for those individuals to then set aside for the future, as well as to build their businesses and to really start focusing on that legacy play. And what we find is then when we start working with new clients, it's that fear mindset. It's that, oh my gosh, but what happens if this triggers an audit or a question? Because historically, their team was so focused on, well, we just need to stay within the guardrails, not thinking that the guardrails are all within the parameters of the tax code. And because, unfortunately, there's a little bit of, or a high level rather, of complacency within financial services, depending on who we're talking about, ultimately, the end consumer, the end clients end up paying the price for that complacency. So, and what we do is we set out to say, you know what, we will be that quarterback for our clients to make sure that no stone gets left unturned when it comes to how they can keep more money in their pocket. Of course, always looking at it from the perspective of within the confines and the boundaries of the code and everything else that we're dealing with.
You know, you mentioned taxes, and we don't know where taxes are going to go, but given the way that the government spends money and creates debt and deficit, we know that taxes have to remain high or go up, and we know that. So without getting into details there, we just know taxes are a fact of life. We have to deal with them now and later, and they're not going to go down. So I think that's an urban myth is, oh, your taxes are going to be lower in retirement. Maybe, maybe not. You know, maybe your bracket changes. Maybe the tax rate changes. Who knows? So have a plan in place to plug up as many of those holes in the bucket as possible. And then, like you were just saying, some businesses have options and opportunities to maximize things that are in the tax code. And of course, fortunately, the tax code is only like three paragraphs long, right? So everyone fully understands the tax code. You know, I think I've heard that it's like 30,000, 50,000, 60,000 pages. And it's like, just who can understand that? So when you have a roadmap to guide people through, talk a little bit about that blueprint or that methodology that you work with your clients on to help them kind of guide through and navigate some of these options.
Absolutely. So I believe in needing to approach the problem from multiple angles. And a big part of that approach and the methodology has come truly from years and years of grueling expertise as a strategy consultant, where, again, we can't just look at the problem and try to figure out how to fix it. We need to look at the root cause. So as we start working with clients, we really focus on identifying the root cause. What is it that we're ultimately trying to achieve? And then we start focusing in on, we've got kind of a three pillar approach, taxes being a huge component. And oftentimes people will say, but you know, you do wealth strategy, how do taxes come into play? And when we start talking about looking at what perhaps they might have been leaving on the table over the years, it starts becoming a huge aha moment for them. As we talk about taxes, both in the present time as well as optimizing for the future, we then also start looking at what are the different ways in which people invest their money. Where is it that, what is it that they first and foremost resonate with? Because we know so many individuals do not resonate with money being in the market. And especially the last few months has been a great example as to why depression rates are going through the roof, especially in a down economy. Thankfully, it's great when the market's going up, but when it comes down, people start losing faith. And so because of that, we know that there are some people that would much rather prefer to own hard assets. Okay, well, financial services as an industry does not necessarily endorse hard assets because of the way that the industry is incentivized financially. And so what we found is that in providing clients with opportunities that go well beyond just the financial realm, it puts people in a position where they feel a lot more in control over their assets, over the wealth that they're accumulating. So that's kind of really focused on, where do we want the money to be? What does diversification look like to every individual individually, not just because it's a check the box exercise? And then last but not least, when we're dealing with businesses and business owners, two things come to play when it comes to long-term trajectory. It's either the legacy play, which basically states, hey, I'm a business owner. I want to make sure that my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren are going to be set because we're leaving a legacy. Or for business owners, those that have already seen success with their businesses, they perhaps are thinking about, hey, how will I divest? How will I sunset this business? How will I sunset my own time with the business? And so that's when we're thinking about divestiture. We're talking about selling the company. We're talking about repositioning how the company is going to continue to live after the owner no longer works that business. And so the focus there is on how do we maximize the value for that company and minimize the exposure at the time when it gets sold, because way too many individuals get stuck with the capital gains, not knowing that there are alternatives that they could benefit from when it comes even to the tax code. So we kind of see taxes being all through and through in every pillar of what it is that we bring to the table as part of our methodology to our clients. But you'll also see kind of that trickling effect of it needs to all come together. If it doesn't come together, what we're finding is that money ends up being left on the table at multiple points across those different areas of study, if you will. And it adds up to major, major sums of money.
You know, I think that right there, that last point is so critical, because it's the fear of, am I not doing enough? And I feel like I am doing all I can do. But then you tap someone on the shoulder and go, look behind you. You're leaving a trail of $100 bills walking down the road, and it's just coming out of your pocket, and you keep putting more in and it keeps flowing out. So we need to find that money and find a way to stop up the hole. You already have the resources. You already have the money coming in, business, personal. But I think the big aha for people is you're not necessarily saying we need to show you how to work harder and make more and do more. It's let's start with what you're already doing and not have you have money and opportunities fall through the cracks.
100%. As a matter of fact, we're working with a client now that has a company that focuses on the medical industry, basically a sourcing company. And it was the way that the business came about. It was through a partnership, and there was just a lot of mess and a lot of chaos. And there was an unfortunate passing of that partner. And our client basically said, I just want to see it done. I want to see it put behind us. And I said, listen, you're literally impacting the lives of so many physicians out there, because we know that physicians are they're overworked. They're tired. There's a high rate of burnout. You're actually in a position where you're helping those ladies and gentlemen. What if you were to just find the drive to continue to add value in a way that is more meaningful to you? What will that mean to so many of those lives that you're touching every single day? But at the same time, you're building a business that at the end of the day, when you do want to sell it, you're going to be able to demand a bigger multiplier, a higher multiplier on it. And we met not 2 weeks later, and he said, you know, Eunicia, I sat down, I thought about what you said, and it's brilliant. He said, everything is already there. I just needed that, like that guidance and needed the vision to see that we are making an impact. And oftentimes, I think it's hard for people just being buried in their business activities day in and day out to be able to surface and to look at things from the 30,000 foot level to realize the impact that they're making, not just to their bottom line, but to the bottom line of those around them and the networks that they operate in and they add value to.
Yeah, the ripple effect.
Yes.
You know, like that example you just gave, if that person was ready to just throw in the towel and move on and sell, or, you know, cash out and just be done, maybe like taking your advice, maybe they could kind of rekindle their passion if they found someone to come into the business and do all of the things that they just hate doing, whatever those might be, right? If that person were to write down every 15 minutes what they did in their day for 2 weeks, and then you came alongside them and said, you shouldn't be doing this, 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 and this, so bring in a whatever CFO, CEO, whatever the case is, and then you become the figurehead, you become the whatever title you want to call yourself, but you just step in and do only the things you love doing that get you energized, and you know that this other person is doing all the other stuff well because that's their area of expertise. And now maybe you go, wow, maybe I am making that difference, and I'm working way less stress. The money might be less because you're paying some new person, but you're thrilled because you're still in the business and it's growing and building equity and being tight. And then, like you said, maybe the multiples look way better down the road when you do want to go and sell it. But the bottom line is you come home from work at night feeling way more energized than the grind that you're feeling right now.
So true. So true.
And then when you then give that advice and you're like, hey, we also found this and this and this that you're, you know, missing out on. And we just found a cash flow of X or a lump sum of Y. Let's put this to good use because we've got some great options for you. Now they're like, of course, tell me more, because you're doing way more than just doing a transaction or making a, you know, recommendation. You're looking at them as, you know, someone that from a holistic 30,000 foot view. So I think that is such a spectacular approach, and people, you know, it sounds to me like it's like, oh, so you're a financial professional planner, because it sounds like you just are like a friend and it's someone that's guiding me in all things success. And so I think that's a really huge takeaway.
That's exactly why I was mentioning to you before we went live that we truly are more wealth strategists than the name of the company for right now is can be deceiving from that standpoint, because financial planning is such a small subset of what people should be focused on. Not to put that down at all, but before we actually get to financial planning, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the optimization side so that we can find the money that frankly is hiding out there right from underneath our noses. It's money that's already coming in. It's money that we already have. We, to your point from earlier, we don't need to work harder. People don't need to go get another job. They just need to maximize what they already have coming in, especially for higher income individuals. It's so, so critical.
Well, Eunice, it's been so great chatting with you and you coming on. So thank you for your time. What's the best way that someone can reach out and learn more about what you guys do and connect with you?
Absolutely. We are on social media. You can look us up. I'm present just about everywhere. LinkedIn, we spend a lot of time there. Eunicia Perret. Or you can seek us out on our website, www.empoweredfinancialplanner.com. Do me a favor, put a /forward in there and put pitfalls. So empoweredfinancialplanner.com/pitfalls. And that will get you to the 5 pitfalls that we've identified, unfortunately, leading people to not optimizing the resources when it comes time to retirement. Whether you're younger or you're closer to retirement, those are key things to keep in mind. It's an easy read. And if folks find it informational and they want to learn more, it'll give you an opportunity to schedule a call with someone on our team. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Likewise, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.